Wonderful. Hi, and welcome to both the people on the call and the others who are going to be listening to this later. This is Katie. We'll be recording this call for the other people on this list of TLNers, and I'm going to start with a short presentation with some short exercises for you to do, and then spend at least 30 minutes, I hope, on clearing work. And first of all, I wanted to acknowledge the courage of each person who's on this call, who in any way opens up about their money challenges. I know last time we had quite a few people talk, and it was a really rich discussion. So I also know that this often feels like a deeply vulnerable place, and yet there's so much freedom in speaking openly about these matters. Now, today, we're going to focus on money and time and how much time you believe you need to create income. Starting next week, I'm going to be leading a program of up to 10 people in a challenge to generate $10,000 worth of business for each person in 10 days. And at the end of this call, I'll briefly talk about this. But right now, I just wanted to introduce the ideas behind this program, as I think they can be very useful in helping you find ways to more effectively generate cash, as well as in ferreting out belief systems. And what I'm trying to do here, because this is a TLN call, I'm testing out some ideas, and I'm wanting to make it as valuable as possible for you. So this is in no way a sales program for my, for my program next week. But I think that some of the ideas that we're playing with here can be very useful for you, even if you're not the energy type that would benefit by the program I'm offering, and I'm going to talk about that later. So why do I say 10 days and why do I say 10,000? All of this is quite arbitrary. It's not a magic number. It could have been 10 weeks or 14 days or 21 days, and it could be $100,000 in 10 days, not 10,000. It all depends on the people involved, what they're up to, and their belief systems. Now, for me, it sounded good and felt right for this time, so it was basically intuitive, and it seemed sufficiently challenging for the types of people I attract to my work. If I worked with millionaires, it would probably be very different, but I don't. So, and I felt for the kind of people I work with, it's a span of days that you could keep revved up for in a business context. And I also thought, well, I'm only taking people on, on who would, I feel, have a good chance to make it. So, but what I wanted to do is highlight a few things for people on this call today. For probably, maybe not all of you, but for some of the people who are on the call today or are listening to it, and certainly for most of the people I work with who are creative, heart-based entrepreneurs and artists, they rarely generate $10,000 in 10 days. And weeks often go by where a lot is done, but not even $1,000 is generated. So in this call, I want to focus on what gets in the way of creating $10,000 in 10 days, not because necessarily that should be your goal, but as an exercise to examine your assumptions about time and money, and as a portal to look at how you use your time to create money. And for any of you who feel $10,000 in 10 days is not a challenge, please use another figure. Play around with it so it's something that stretches you a lot, but where there's a part of you that says you're up to it. Okay. All of us have many different preconceptions about how much time, money, and effort it takes to make specific money goals. And so for what we're going to do next, you're going to need a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. And before we do the clearing work, I want to do some work with just you coming up with ideas, coming out with some of the things that are might be holding you back. So first of all, I want you to imagine for a moment having $10,000 worth of business drummed up within 10 days. What would it feel like? What would it allow you to do? And I just want you to take a few moments to write that down. And really what I'm aiming to do with these exercises is to get out your first ideas. Doesn't have to be perfect or polished. That's not the point. It's really the first ideas that can start getting you thinking in this way. So now I want you to write down quickly 10 different ideas on what you could do to generate that kind of income in your business. It could be sell one $10,000 private coaching program, or 10 $1,000 programs, or 100 of whatever else. You don't have to do all the work in the 10 days. You just have to make the sale of services or product and at least a hefty get at least a down payment to assure that it's coming through. So write down 10 ideas. Things that you might do that would generate your kind of that kind of income. And think of the different programs that you have. Most people here are coaches or advisors or consultants. Don't just think of the thing that you've got right now on your plate, but perhaps there's other things. Maybe you've thought of for the future, or maybe they're just past capacities that you've developed in which you know that in 10 days, if push came to shove, you could get $10,000 from it, and that maybe that would be really useful for your current business. So I'm going to give you a few more moments to write down those ideas, and I'm going to suggest something that's going to really pull you more into this exercise for later. See if in the next couple of days you can write down 100 ideas. Now, why I'm saying to get a lot of ideas out is it's the general principle of brainstorming. That if you, the more you brainstorm, the more the ideas come. And often your best ideas come at the very end when you think you're being really ridiculous and you're just really stretching yourself for anything. So it's a fun way to look at how that's possible. Now, I'm also, while you're at it, can you just look at your 10 ideas that you've got hopefully down right now? And I hope you haven't tried to perfect any of these ideas. And look at them. Which would be the easiest to do in that it would involve the least time on your part? And after you've done that, marked one or two of those options, if you could mark what was the most fun idea that you would enjoy most, or like most, that would engage you in some way. Okay. I'm moving along rather fast here so that we can do some clearing as well, but I think this will, and then I'm going to get you to share pretty soon. Now, what would, actually, I think I'm just going to get you to share right now. I'm going to open it up and see who has something to share about the previous exercises. You can say if it didn't work for you or what ideas you got, even if you felt like they weren't the best. So is there anybody who would like to go first? And if people can just take about a minute or so to explain their ideas so that we can hear a few opinions and a few experiences. So anybody like to talk? Right. I may call on somebody.
I will. Okay. I'm happy to talk. This is Janet.
Great, Janet.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I got a Facebook message from someone I met a few months ago who lives in New York, and they're in town and want to get together to do like a real powerful transformative session with me before they leave. And I've been developing a 3-month program that includes a 5-day simple luxury glamping, glamour camping, or, you know, back to basics intensive immersion into power tools for developing intuition and being superbly healthy, being in their true livelihood, being wise and happy. And I can see that this couple will say yes to that, and I'm valuing it at $5,500. And what I will do and what I am doing as a result of their connecting with me today and moving forward in saying yes to this, if it's a good fit for them, which I suspect it is I would go to Mount Shasta sometime in May and go camping up on the mountain and do a little spiritual retreat and tune into the majesty of that sacred place. I would also go to a meditation retreat up in the Lucerne Valley in the middle of the month that Reverend Michael Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith and the Agape community is putting together. And I get off my rear about using George's Easy Web site to develop an Easy Webinar course, and I get part of my Ask the Necklace develop your ability to sense and act upon your inner knowing workshop.
Fantastic.
For
yeah.
decades, and I'm ready to get it out low-tech, high-touch, and easy. And that $5,500 would so take care of everything that I can even imagine I need to spend money on for enough time to where I could focus only on my own self-care and then making it easier for me to take those techniques and resources to thousands of people easily.
Wonderful. So it looks like you've come up with in a very short time, come up with a fantastic idea that actually is very workable. So thank you for sharing that. Peggy and I, you know, I really urge you to go forward and do that. Now, Peggy or Diane, would you be able to share quickly before we go to the next thing, anything that came up for you?
I'd be willing to.
Okay, great.
And, you know, I'm at a point where I'm kind of divided between two different specialties. And I've kind of been in my own transition. And so my first reaction to the exercise was impossible.
Yes.
Just to be really honest. And then my second reaction was I started making a list, and it was all about contacting people, partnering with people, exploring new avenues with people, and it was split between these two different offerings. It's a wonderful exercise.
And did you get something where you thought there were some possibilities, like let's say two or three programs or five programs that you would sell through this contacting in 10 days that could generate you that income?
Probably the closest to that is doing a retreat also with a woman who I've been in touch with. We're in an organization together, and it's all about the 50-plus population, and she's all about life balance and exercise. She's very physical, so I could really see us partnering, and I would be helping people with more of their transitions related to work.
That sounds amazing. I love all these retreats. They sound a lot of fun, too. So, Peggy, if you don't mind, I'd love to hear if you've come up with something.
Well, I didn't quite come up with 10. I came up with about a half a dozen. Many of them are things that I'd kind of gone through before, however. I've done this exercise a couple of times, which is why I ended up actually choosing more of a high-end coaching product as, you know, my initial offering.
Oh, I didn't know that this exercise was being done by other people, so thank you for telling me.
not exactly the same way, but, you know, taking a shot at throwing out all the different possible ways you could come up with that number.
Right.
Yeah, I've gone through that process a couple times.
Great. And so what did you come, could you say your best idea, most fun idea that you came up with?
The one that I am pursuing is a six-month coaching program.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be priced out at about $5,000. So in order to hit that number, it would only take me a couple.
Right.
A couple of sales, yeah.
And what would it need for you, what would you have to do in that 10 days to make sure that that happened? That you actually nailed it rather than just thought about it.
The method that I'm using to market is actually through a webinar, and so I'd need to actually get that webinar done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's been my big stumbling block is trying to get all my ducks in a row for that.
Yeah. So once you've got it done, it looks like you've got you. It would not be too hard if you promote it enough to actually meet that goal very quickly.
Exactly.
So that's great. So well, okay. Now, what I wanted to do next, as people are finding it not that hard to think up some ideas, and I'm sure if we spent more time, there'd be even more stuff coming up. But what I wanted to do next was to focus on what's holding you back there and then do some clearing around that. Now, so I'm going to ask the question, and if people can just write down notes, what's stopping you now from doing this? For example, if I was to say, like I'm starting this program next week, but let's say you were just even doing it on your own or something. What would stop you from doing it starting next week, in the 10 days starting next week? I want you to write down everything that you can say would stop you from doing it, from maybe family responsibilities it's got to be that perfect, it's got to be... I don't have the website for it. I don't have the whatever impossible scripts you've got. So all the things that say it's impossible right now that are coming into your head, please write them down. And that's what we're going to be doing the clearings around. Okay, so I'm going to ask people to. I'm actually finding there's a little crackling on the phone, so I'm going to put it on mute. And if people can star six themselves, then that will make sure that I'll actually see you and well not see you, but I'll hear you actually. So. Would somebody like to share? And, oh, yes, I'd just like to welcome Marlene on the phone. I just saw saw you on my dashboard. So if somebody would like to share, what's holding you back from doing this? And if you can star six. If I'm not hearing anybody at all, I'm going to open up the lines, and I don't care about the noise. But if somebody can start.
Can you hear me okay, Katie?
Yes, I can. That's Peggy, isn't it?
This is Peggy. I right away came up with about four of them that have been causing me some hassles.
Okay, so just fire away with them.
Okay, the first one has probably been technology snafus.
Okay, and that's a great one because everybody seems to have those, especially
yeah.
when they're getting to their... Even people as technologically advanced as you, Peggy, is light years ahead of me. Yeah, so technology, and then what's next after technology?
My second one is probably my mom's health. My mom lives with me, and
yeah.
so periodically something will come up where I've got like a whole rash of doctor's appointments.
Right.
So last week that sucked 3 days right down the tube.
Great example, because a lot of us are caretakers in one way or another. So
right.
Wonderful. And what's the third and the fourth?
The next one that I came up with was conflicts with my family's other needs. I have a tendency to put myself second fiddle, and
yeah.
instead of just saying, okay, you guys, here's what I'm doing for this time block, everybody's quiet and, you know, stays out
right.
of the way.
again, a very common thing of women.
Yeah.
So, and then what's your fourth one?
My last one is probably just reserving large blocks of time. You know, when
okay.
I'm doing something like recording, for instance, it takes a lot of time for the ramp up and
yeah.
the recording and all the stuff that goes along with it and the ramp down.
Yeah.
That's been a big challenge for me.
So it's putting aside big chunks of time.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, I'm going to ask you to,
yep.
I guess star 6 again will mute you. I think I can do it, yeah. And it's done. Anybody else like to unmute themselves? And just say, because this is what we're going to use to clear, so it'd be great if people came up quickly with some other stuff that they've had. I see, okay, I think it's Diane, isn't it?
Yes.
I saw you on the dashboard, finally figuring this thing out. Okay, so Diane, tell me what your things that are coming up that
okay.
make this so difficult.
It's very good to put them in black and white because they look like excuses that would not be an excused absence.
Right. So,
you know, one is that I'm in a family of teachers and it's summertime.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I deserve a break, that kind of train of thought.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a whole lot about...
I like that one. I could almost get into that myself very soon. Yes. And then what were the other ones?
There's a whole lot about I'm just not ready.
Okay.
I'm
That's
actually,
good one.
I'm actually going through a wonderful thing of it's part of my own transition of clearing out paper, documents. And
right.
I still have a day job, so I'm doing it for my day job as well as my home office. So I've
yeah.
been really going through lots. And it's helping me sort my thoughts out.
Yeah.
But I want to complete that process.
Yeah.
You know? And sort of, I feel like that's helping me to determine which way to go.
Okay.
And then...
And there may be some merit to that. So, mm-hmm. you know, some of these things may be for real right now, but maybe it's also a good thing to sort of clear the space around that. And what's the third and the fourth one of yours?
Okay. I have one that's, well, similar to what was shared that I'm a little embarrassed to share it, but my granddaughter is having a health issue.
Yeah.
And I've been preoccupied with it, even though the best thing I can do is do not meddle.
Right.
It's one of my post-it notes.
Yeah,
so,
that's a hard one,
yeah.
isn't it? So thank you for sharing that. And I can see that we've got quite a bit around other people's needs and, here And, you know, of course, health issues are big things. And what's the, was there another one you wanted to share?
You know, or? There's one other, which is it kind of goes along with this thing of being in limbo that
okay.
I've been bouncing around so many ideas about, do I need a whole new website for my online program design?
Yeah.
Can I add it to my website? So I'm playing with that whole online identity.
Okay, right. So it's like waiting till it becomes clear about your online identity to before you can move on things in some
exactly.
ways. Yeah. Gee, I know that one too well. thank you. Well, that's great. So I'm going to see if there's anybody else who wants to add to the mix. So if you can, I'll just put you. Was there anything else you wanted to say, or I'll put you on mute, and we'll open up the call for the next person who does star six.
Great.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
So I'm wondering if any resistance, because it's great to, or okay, here I see, yeah, can you?
Again. I was
going
to let somebody else go, but since they weren't stepping up.
Right. Yeah. No, please.
And, you know, I got so inspired by the exercise that I spaced out and moved forward on making my vision happen because it's a today kind of thing because they're in L.A. today.
Fantastic.
And I really got that the first thing that came to my mind when you asked what's holding me back, financial leanness. And then I realized the answer to that question is really nothing is holding me back. But I did come up with an additional list of stuff that certainly might try to hold me back or trip me up from the past. And those were things like laziness.
What was that?
Laziness.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because you got to put in some effort to learn something new, and the whole technology thing. I'm pretty good at a lot of things, but there's things that I need to learn and master, and they're easy probably, and I like learning them. But there's a part of me that doesn't want to bother. So either complacency, laziness, apathy, resistance. I also know that I've got the equipment to create some little videos, and that's a great way to get the content out there and. In little digestible bites, as well as to create products and even content for an ebook, just capturing, because when I'm doing it, that's when the words flow through me like amazing. Not when I'm trying to make the words flow through me amazing, but when it's just happening. So not liking how I look, judging that I look old, or if I lost 5 more pounds, I'd look so good. And, it's not about me. It's about, hey, being real and knowing that what I have created in my own world is something a lot of people would really like to have the secret keys to, and I can easily pass it on to them whether I'm perfect or not, whether
Fantastic.
I look good, whether I'm photogenic or not, it's irrelevant.
Yeah. And thank you for bringing that up. You won't know how many years I've avoided getting a professional photo for Facebook or for my whatever, thinking I'll lose another 5-10 pounds or so. So I think that's, and the whole video thing where I think a lot of us feel self-conscious in one way or another about doing something like that just because of, all the things around women and appearance and however beautiful or whatever we are, there's always something that is seen as not quite so perfect. So that's a great thing to bring up. So I'm going to,
And what's interesting is this client that, said, hey, I'm in L.A. today. Can we get together and do a session? Me and my new husband, she is a professional photographer, too, who's obviously captured me, and I've captured her with her camera. So we've already established that phase, and I'm going to tell her that I'm giving her a special price because I would like a couple of her magic photos up to date and gorgeous of me at my best.
Fantastic. So congratulations. That sounds very lovely. So I'm going to, so now what we're going to do is go to some clearings and I'll around this stuff. And I'm just first going to, before I do that, like I'll put you on mute now if you don't mind. And then I'm just going to see if Marlene had anything to ask before we go to the next part, because I see she's joined the call, okay? Is that fine now? Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to open up for Marlene, are you there?
I am here.
Do you mind me singling you out?
Not,
if you do,
not
too
at
late.
All. And I apologize for being late. I ended up
having
a new client who went, you know, we went late.
Yeah.
So, so I'm kind of, you know, as others were speaking, I was resonating with some different things that were being said, and I'm assuming there was a really nice exercise about kind of making some connection with what is holding us back. Is that?
Yes. It was like, what's holding us back? The theme of $10,000 in 10 days and being able to generate that for our business. And we started with saying, like, what are 10 ideas that we could do which would generate that for us? And then we went on to looking at what our resistance would be to doing those ideas,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
which was quite rich, both discussions. And people came up with lots of really good ideas for how they could generate that, and then also came up with some of the resistances. And what we'll be doing now is going to be tapping and going through that. So is there any, so what were you resonating in the sense of to the things that would kind of get in your way in making a lot of money, relatively speaking?
Well, definitely the whole pattern of putting others' needs before my own.
Okay, right.
For sure. And for me, there's like a kind of a focus.
Yeah.
I find that there are so many ideas and so many things to do that sometimes I actually just completely lose focus on what the most essential thing is.
Right.
You know, what is the most basic essential thing that needs to really be done now that will make me money right now?
Exactly.
And, and you know, rather than, you know, because that's actually where I'm at. You know, I'm in a financial squeeze, which has a lot of stress to it, but also it's sort of own perfection, because things that I could kind of get away with before, like it's forcing me to put certain ducks in a row in certain areas.
Yeah,
but,
doesn't it do that? Yeah, that really.
Yeah. So, you know, I have an old thing hanging on for me from a relationship that ended about a year ago, and it actually has a whole legal thing that's still continuing, and that is a big weight on me. You know,
right.
I'll be flying high and feeling really in the groove, and you know, then there's a lawyer email, and I'm like, ah,
right.
I don't want to do that, and it's scary, actually.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I actually spend a lot of time getting myself in the proper framework.
Okay.
And then there's certain issues of deserving, and certainly there's some fear of being as big as I really am.
Right, right. Well, thank you for sharing all those, because those are all biggies and in why we don't, you know, go after the income that we need to go forward. So,
yes.
Anything else, or I'll start with the clearing using what we have here.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. That I'm really glad I called on you right then. So, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put everybody on mute now, and I'm going to do the a first clearing. Now, for those of you who've done EFT, you're welcome to tap along, but I'm not really, you don't have to. I'm just doing tapping for the group. And what happens is that I'm not a traditional person who does tapping. And my son has just come into the room. just a minute. I'm giving him a big kiss, and he's going to leave so we can continue the we're going to continue the clearing. Isn't it funny, because we're all clearing about distractions of family and things like that. So anyway, it was a nice distraction. So one thing that so what I'm saying is that you don't have to do the EFT, which is the emotional freedom technique. Mostly what I'm doing is to try and channel some of the issues of the group and bring up whatever else is there. And then I'm going to be using the healing code that people can do along with me, and I'll be explaining how to do that. And don't worry with any of these techniques. You don't have to be real accurate or anything like that. So, because the work is being done, there's the intention, which is so important. So here we go. I'm going to start tapping on this general thing, and some things I'm going to say are going to apply to you, and some aren't, because this is a group thing, and some are going to just be exactly, hopefully, what you need. And if other things come up for you, please just put them into the soup of things that are being cleared. This is designed to bring out the issues, because part of what's important in terms of clearing is actually knowing what you're clearing and what's beneath some of these things. So I'm going to be taking what you've told me and just putting it into the soup, and I don't know what will come out in particular. Even though I'm really scared of getting 10,000 in 10 days, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like it might be impossible, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though this is pretty challenging for me, I deeply love and accept myself. I don't want to do it right now. I want to wait. I want to make it perfect. I want to have all my ducks lined in the row. I want to be able to say I've got the perfect niche. I want to say I got the perfect website. I want to say that I've got the perfect wording. I really don't want to get out there. It's kind of scary. I don't want to put myself out so much. I mean, actually getting $10,000 in 10 days, I mean, it means I have to talk to people. I have to offer them things. I'm afraid of being rejected. I'm afraid that it won't work. I really want this to be perfect. I really want to be perfect in every way. I want to be perfect with my photo. I want to have lost the weight. I want to be looking great. I want to be many years younger than I am. I'm afraid of judgment. I'm afraid of being rejected. I'm afraid of not being good enough. I'm afraid of being too good. I'm afraid of jealousy. I'm afraid that if I really make the income I'm capable of making, that it's going to be taken away from me. I'm afraid of being punished for having a big income. I don't deserve a big income. I mean, so many people are suffering in the world. I don't deserve it. I don't know if I can use this income responsibly. I might just waste it. Why is it so easy to make 10,000 in 10 days? Easy peasy. I just have to get off my little ass. I like sitting on my little ass because it's more comfortable. But why is it so bloody easy to do this? And why am I stopping myself? I mean, I could really have fun doing this. I could really have fun doing this. I mean, it would be so energizing. Geez, I'm just imagining all the things I could do with that money. I'm imagining that life would be easier, that it would allow me to do things that I'm saying that I can't do right now. why is it so easy for me to make $10,000 in 10 days? And why is this such a good exercise for me to do? Why, if I can make $10,000 in 10 days, I could do even more in the same time, or longer if I feel like it. I like this. I like this feeling. Okay, so I'm just going to stop doing the clearing. I'm not going to ask for all your reaction right now because I would like to go straight into the healing codes, which are, I can't really talk about a lot right now because we don't have so much time left. But they are an amazing form of healing, and I'm just doing four simple ones with you to clear the energy. And you don't need to know all the details of this. I'm just going to explain it very quickly. It involves four different hand positions, basically, for the healing codes, which was invented by Alex Lloyd, and I talked a little bit about it in my previous call. And for anybody who would like to know more information, I'll send out some on that. But the first thing is that this is basically helping you cancel any negative memories or patterns that you have that get in the way of you doing this. And what you need to do is just cup your hands, and again, don't mind if you think you're not getting it right, side by side. And it's as if your fingers are bunched together at the end, and you've got your two hands, and you're focusing, you're about 2 inches away from the face. And where you're going to be focusing your energy first is in between the eyebrows. And so you've got your two hands side by side, 2 inches away from the spot on the skin in between the eyebrows. And I'm going to be doing this for you too, so if you don't quite get it right, it's being done. It's being done energetically. And what we're going to be doing is actually just, which I usually do before, but in my haste I haven't done, is that I'm going to be saying the prayer, which is, I pray, request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to me feeling it's impossible to make $10,000 in 10 days, or me not wanting to do it, that this be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, so now we're going to focus that energy for about 30 seconds in between the eyebrows. And you're not focusing on all the reasons why you can't do it. You're more just being relaxed and holding that it is possible for you. And any reasons that it might be impossible or not good at this time, you're just letting them slip away. And you're just breathing deeply in and out. And these hand positions help cancel the old negative patterns and cellular memories. And you don't have to believe in it. It's just being done. So we go down to the throat area. And again, what you're going to do, there's a throat the place where there's the Adam's apple. You're going to point both your hands towards that area, but you're going to be 2 inches away from the skin, pointing towards the throat. And then we're going to go to the side of the jaws. And you're going to put one hand, the right hand is going to be focusing the energy from the right hand towards the right edge of the jaw, 2 inches away from the jaw. And the left hand is going to be doing the same thing. And then we're going up to the side of the temples. And you're going to be, each side of the temple, you're going to have the right hand focusing the energy on the right side of the temple, and the other, the left hand focusing on the left side of the temples. And you're going to be just focusing that energy there, letting go of any preconceptions about how much time and effort it needs for you to make money. Can be very, very easy. Can be fun. You don't have to make it hard work. Although we're all good at making it hard work because we've been brought up that we have to work hard to get money. Okay, we're going to go once again with our hands focused, both hands this time focused on the spot in between the eyebrows. And then I'm going to go down to the spot at the throat. And we're going to focus both hands' energy on the throat, where the Adam's apple is. And then we're going to go to the side of the jaw again. Each hand, the left hand focusing the energy on the left jaw, and the right hand focusing the energy on the right jaw, 2 inches away from the skin. And that ensures that there's a charge that's built up energetically, more so than if you had it directly on the skin. And knowing that the intention that you're just letting all these negative patterns, things that you have that make it impossible for you, just letting them go. Letting go of the need to be needed by others and to always be at the beck and call of others. And knowing that in nurturing ourselves and caring for our businesses, we are taking care of others and ourselves. Okay, now we go up to the side of the temples. And focusing the energy on each side of the temple. Wonderful. Okay, now what's going to happen is you're just going to briefly put your hands on top of your head on the crown, one on top of each other. Just let them lay there for a short few moments. And then when you're ready, you're just going to let your hands drift down to your sides. And I'm going to open up the call. We've actually come to the end of the hour, but I'd love to get your responses. And if actually, often people don't want to respond after the healing codes are so relaxed. I'll let you have a few moments. I'm going to be sending you some more information on the program I was telling you, just in case you're interested and want to generate $10,000 in a group setting over 10 days and with group coaching and releasing and all that. And I'm not going to spend any more time talking about it. I'll send the information. But I'm just giving you a few moments to relax. And if anybody would like to share, I'm going to take it off, mute, and we'll see what people have to say before we end this call. So would anybody like to say anything or just a few words before we go? Silence.
Thank you.
That's what the healing codes does. So yes, Diane, I think, is that Diane? Or who was talking? Because I may have got the voice wrong.
I said, thank you. That was great. I took off on a real powerful journey of lots of tools, including what you were leading.
Thank you. And was that Diane or was that somebody else?
Janet,
yes, because I think I was thinking for a moment that it was Diane, and then I was wondering if it was you. Thank you, mm-hmm. Janet. It's been so great having you on the call. And mm-hmm. anybody else like to share a few words of what they've got out of this session or anything that they would like to comment on before we leave?
Katie, it's Marlene.
Yes,
and,
Marlene.
I too want to thank you, even though I was here more for just half the call. It's hugely beneficial, and the healing codes, I found them to be quite powerful and relaxing, but it feels like something has worked on and is continuing to work on a very deep level below the level of consciousness, which is really wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And personally, I've done a lot of different energy techniques, and I love the healing codes. It gets me, I'm not a good meditator, but it gets me in a meditative state just within a few minutes. And I have found it very, very effective in healing, deep issues. And I will include a book that people might want to purchase. There's also online programs, but to find out more, and I'd be happy to talk with anybody who would like to, know more about the process. So anybody else like to say anything?
I just wanted, this is Diane. Can
oh, hi, Diane.
Me? Hi. Having you voice our concerns, my concerns, was really healing for me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, having it outside of myself coming in, and it sort of validated it, and I just feel very peaceful.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that, Diane. Yeah, I kind of, I don't know how that evolved, but once it evolved, and it's, I find it works really well with my individual clients, although I did find one person didn't like it, so I never did it again with her, but everybody else seems to, in general, most people seem to like it and, find it useful that way, so thank you. And I've just started doing it in groups because I wasn't sure how you do a group when there's so many different issues. So it's great to have the feedback that people find that helpful in the group itself. And it certainly helped me kind of center into some of the underlying things that I might not get at in a conscious level by just discussing with people. So thank you. So anybody else like to, I guess Peggy, you're the, did you want to say anything before before we go? She's still there. Yes. Okay. Well, right. So unless I hear somebody else pipe up right now, I'm going to end the call and just say thank you so, so, so much for all coming out. And this is will benefit not only you, all the issues that you brought up will also, and the ideas you have will also inspire others and who couldn't be on the call today. And it really helped to have all of you on here to have the energies and the discussion that we've had. So thank you so much. And have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Bye then.
Bye-bye.